Great stuff, man. Great stuff. We're on the phones. Top of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast is Friday, December 1st, 2017. We're on the phones. We have Renee in North Carolina on the line. Renee, you always raise this point, or you raise it with regularity. And I think it's one of those nuanced discussions that if the nuances aren't spoken to, it's one of the things that causes controversy and even conflict. So I'm glad that hopefully we'll have an opportunity to maybe chew through some of the nuances a little bit.
Well, you know, this whole thing, I was glad Fred said some good things about women and stuff, because I find there's a lot of diversion and a lack, everybody's going, you know, people need to take responsibility for their actions. But in many ways, this group does not do that. You know, it's always about blaming others. And you know, like this whole thing, I have to talk about this. I am so disgusted by the way the conservatives who feel they have the moral high ground have, when it comes, if it's part of their political tribe, they will defend men like Trump and Judge Moore. And they condemn Hollywood for being evil. Listen, I got to give it to Hollywood. They are cleaning house. They're not making excuses. They're not defending them. They are booting them out. But the thing, and the people who on the conservatives who claim, oh, we're more moral than those people, they are defending these men. And I'm sorry, I can see if it's with, you know, some women lie, okay, if there's one woman, yet, but whenever you have a dozen and stuff coming forward, and they go, well, why would they keep that secret? They keep it secret because they know no one will listen. This is a patriarchal culture. In fact, all three of the Abrahamic religions are patriarchal. They were made by men, and they favor men. And women learn early that they're probably not going to get fair treatment by the good old boys club. So they learn to keep their mouths shut. Okay, and a lot of conservative Christian men, you know, they love to quote that part of the Bible that says we're supposed to remain silent, okay? So the thing is, they're in this type of radio, you have, and I hate to use this word, but it's all the opinion of a bunch of white men getting together, and it's like a giant circle jerk. Yeah, you right, Bob. Yeah, you too, David. Yeah, you right. And there's no interjection of any different ideas. And if they are, they're often treated nastily, particularly if they're a woman. I learned a long time ago, if I wanted to make a point, particularly as a woman, I had to go find a quote from Thomas Jefferson or some other white man that I could kind of hide behind if it was a point that I thought they might not like, because I had to do that to keep from being treated badly. Oh, I learned that a long time ago. So the thing is, because then they won't say nothing. Just like I've heard a caller or a host can say kind of the same thing I do, they will not be attacked. But if I say it, yeah, here comes some nasty sexist guy attacking me. So the thing is, you know, they're, it's just, you know, this whole thing with and the way they selectively report things, like, oh, it's terrible, why white men are killing themselves, and yes, that is horrible, but they will never mention how, I mean, it's almost daily I see where a man has, and a white man has killed his own wife and children. They will never report that. So the thing is, there is a bias, and see, I'm all for coming together against I don't care. I don't play the right-left paradigm liberal conservative game, and I hate it, okay? People get demerits in my mind when they do that. The thing is, it's about what's honest and correct and decent and fair. And it's about getting rid of corruption. But the people, the group that most is defensive about this is the people that, you know, is this particular group. Like, you know, it's like they do not want to talk about the fact that it's about power. You know, I remember in the good old days, almost daily, I heard somebody quote Lord Acton, power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely. But slowly there has been a shift away from more honesty toward less honesty to protect their own demographic group from scrutiny and trying to pin everything on everybody else. I'm telling you, it used to be more honest. It is about power and abuse of power. In this country, it has pretty much been the WASP, okay? And they hate me saying this. Now, but I'm not saying the WASP are bad. What I'm saying is, in this country, have the power. In Haiti, boy, they don't like to talk about this history, because the slaves in Haiti, it's really a miracle almost. The slaves in Haiti with nothing overthrew Napoleon. They don't want you to know that, okay? And they've all gotten together almost to punish Haiti for doing that ever since. I'm sorry, but it's about power. When the French or the Germans or anybody else has the most power, do they use that power for evil? Absolutely. Has the Roman Catholic Church and the Romans used, when they have the most power, have they used it for evil? Absolutely. But the Catholics never had control in this country, okay? They had one Catholic president and they blew his brains out. From the beginning of this country, this country has been controlled by the white Anglo-Saxon Protestants. They started on the East Coast. They quote Louisiana Purchase, take the silver, you get the lead, got the middle section, and then they went to the West, and they a lot of these Masons and stuff lied. That's a long story I don't want to get into. And then they took that too. So they were the ones with the land lust that has swept from the East to the West Coast. Okay, they have been the colonial power, okay? But see, they never want to talk about that part. They always try to blame everything on everybody else. And the thing is, and they get mad if you bring it up, when I know what I'm saying is the truth. You know, but people who claim they're about the truth cannot face live truth. Have the Jews participated? Yes, but considering they were only 0.2% in the early days, they couldn't have done anything they did without the collusion of the WASP. And then the thing is, too, the Roman Catholics, they were kept out of denied office. They didn't get the property all the English WASP got. The thing is, they were very much discriminated against. So the thing is, what I'm talking about is we have to get honest about the truth instead of just promoting this narrative that benefits one group that is not honest enough and a good enough Christian to face the truth about the dark side of their own demographic group. And the reason I do this, even though I know people hate me for it, is because I don't think we can get anywhere until we get over this defensiveness and face the reality of our own history. And I find that honesty that I used to find in alternative right-wing radio has morphed into the conservative Republican narrative. And that's why I've been so grateful lately that you bring up people like Eustace Mullins and William Cooper, Tragedy and Hope and a lot of the stuff that we used to talk about in the past. Because except for you, Chris, I find most all of Patriot Radio has kind of swept those people under the rug, and a lot of the good stuff we used to talk about has disappeared.
Yeah, over the last several decades, obviously that information has been in decline, unfortunately, and especially since we've been losing folks. But there are, again, there are nuances to all the points that you make that I think if they're overlooked, unfortunately, they sort of harp on the conflict. First of all, as far as who's who in the zoo, I hold a different opinion, and it's more in keeping, I would say, twofold. It's represented in Spivak's, John Spivak's article series, Wall Street's Fascist Conspiracy, which is why I always mention that back in 1935. Smedley Butler, as most folks know that listen to this network, blew the whistle on a fascist conspiracy, as he said. And the way that John Spivak reported it, which I think is the best thing that folks can read. There's a short article series that you can find online. Just search Wall Street's Fascist Conspiracy Testimony That the Dickstein Committee Suppressed. Because like all committees, all good committees, obviously it's an insider's cabal that's going to work to prevent the real details from coming to light, which is kind of what I think of when I see what's happening supposedly in Hollywood and DC cleaning up the mess. Although I was encouraged by what Tulsi Gabbard was saying yesterday, as far as, you know, what she was saying as far as the bill, the measure that they're introducing that will change the fact that the American people are stuck with the bill. There's, you know, so far there's been about $17.2 million and almost 300 settlements in the last 20 years. And we don't know who did what exactly, but we know that people have been, their silence has been bought essentially for malfeasance in Congress, and the American people are paying for it, which is not okay. So the bipartisan bill would end taxpayer-funded settlements and the secrecy, which is great. She had a lot of other really interesting comments I wish we could play. Jake Tapper, when she was on with Jake Tapper, the lead, he asked her how concerned she was that we might be headed to war with North Korea. That's something I want to get into more later. But she said Kim Jong-un knows his only deterrent is weapons, essentially. And I think that's sort of a disingenuous and specious point. But what she said after was great. She said, because of our long track record, and of course she's one of the few that has actually gone to Syria and seen with her own eyes what is happening. And according to her, it's the complete opposite of what the Western press reports. But she said, our long track record, and she cited Iraq, Saddam, the weapons of mass destruction, stovepiping nonsense, Libya, Gaddafi, and nukes. If you just, you know, stop doing this, then we'll leave you alone. Of course, we know that's not true. We got Hillary Clinton saying, we came, we saw, he died. You know, because she's a psychopath. And then Tulsi Gabbard mentioned Syria and Assad. And again, she's been there. She said, now, you know, what we're the saber rattling toward Iran. She said, we have to end this regime change policy, which was fantastic. I thought that was great. But that's getting off topic. Back to the point, though. Spivak's article series, Wall Street's Fascist Conspiracy, is fantastic. There is no better read, but – and he, of course, mentions, he says, in the course of these articles, I shall show that the Dickstein Committee refuses to explain why it suppressed evidence of fascist organizations and of fascist movements, and that the Dickstein Committee knew of the offer made to General Smedley Butler to organize a fascist army of 500,000 men, but ignored this information until it was forced to call Butler. And more. Those are just two of more than a dozen points that he makes and proves. But I always come back to this one soundbite. In his opening article, he wrote, it will be shown, and he did show it and prove it, it will be shown that financial and economic class considerations rise above every other kind, including racial and religious ones. And really, that to me is the operative soundbite. And on this grand stage, everyone has their role to play. We get caught up. Language is important. I think both Dave and Fred echoed that sentiment. Language is critical, really. And that's why I always say we need to define terms. Because when we talk, for example, simply about the Jews, who are we talking about? I mentioned Eustace Mullins. You brought that up. And Eustace Mullins is one of the few people that you'll hear make the distinction in, you know, he'll elucidate the nuance that we have these two groups, the Orthodox Jews and the Reform Jews, so-called, which are better known as Zionists, or what I would call political Zionists. And we have to make the distinction. When we lump them together, we end up essentially aiding and abetting the wolves masquerading in sheep's clothing. So the same thing happens on the Muslim discussion when you have Orthodox Muslims, generally broadly categorized as Sunni and Shia Muslims. But then you have this radical clique of ideologues known best and predominantly as Wahhabi, Salafi, and Diobandi radical ideologues that get galvanized. And when I say lightning rod, I mean lightning rod, like stuck in the ground, either by various means or by these propagandists that are recruited to go out and whisper to these folks the siren song of warmongering and conflict, like the Pied Pipers. And these are the folks that the CIA recruits to go out and create these movements in countries where they're fomenting conflict to lay the groundwork for their covert regime change actions, which they've all but perfected over the last several decades. And so that distinction has to be made between what I would call Orthodox Muslims, whether Sunni, Shia, or otherwise, and these political ideologues, most notably the Wahhabi, Salafi, and Diobandi folks. We can't lump them together either. You can't say Jews without making the distinction between Orthodox and Reformed or political Zionists, so to speak, any more than you could say, well, you know, we're all Christians, and include folks that run around in sheets at night because they have a Bible on their coffee table or something. It doesn't mean that they, you know, I mean, you go into the average whatever, you know, denomination and say, you know, so they call themselves Christians. Are you like them? They would say no. And the Muslims are constantly saying, hey, when something happens and it's Wahhabi ideologues or Salafi ideologues, which it almost always is, then they say they're not us and we're not them. Why aren't the rest of us making that distinction? We have to make those distinctions. But I think it all comes back to John Spivak's point. Everyone plays their role, and as he said, it will be shown that financial and economic class considerations rise above every other kind. So that brings me back to Thomas Jefferson's bill for the more general diffusion of knowledge. He put it a certain way. Folks like Andrew Jackson echoed his sentiments. Jackson echoed the sentiments of Lincoln, Washington. All of these guys sort of echoed the same sentiments that, the way Jefferson put it, the best way to prevent this kind of nonsense is to illuminate, as far as practical, the minds of the people at large, and more especially to give them knowledge of those facts which history exhibiteth, why? That possessed thereby of the experience of other ages and countries, they may be enabled to know ambition under all its shapes and prompt to exert their natural powers to defeat its purposes. Why? Because if you start trying to point at a certain group, the wolf will always, it's a proven fact, it's one of the best political covers or military covers. The wolf will always take the form of the sheep. So the wolf that you point to, aha, we see you. If you point out the wolf in the flock, especially if you're conflating the wolf in the flock, you're obviously going to have problems. But if you do identify the wolf, what's to stop the wolf, like the wolf always does, from assuming the guise of another sheep?
financial codes and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
This one's for my father. I hope they don't work him to his grave. And now this one's for my mother, for keeping me fed every day. And now this one's for my brother, so that they never make him their slave. And now this one's for my sister, that she might find someone to love her in the right way. I ain't got no reason left to be afraid. No, I ain't got no reason left to be afraid. Yeah. I ain't got no reason left to be afraid. This one's for my father, for that crazy look in his eye. And now this one's for my mother, that she might be a child and cry. And now this one's for my brother, for showing me there's things that money can't buy. And now this one's for my sister, teaching me to always keep my weapon by my side. And I ain't gonna sit and let this world go by.
Welcome back.
No, I ain't gonna sit and let this world go by.
You know, hopefully what I'm saying is making sense. I always wonder about that. Couple of final points here. So Spivak's article series really, I think, says it all when it comes to how this what does J. Edward Griffin call it? The cartel, the banking cartel. You know, how this cartel works. I mean, if we've read the protocols, we know it's just it's a group of mob folks, and like Spivak wrote, financial and economic considerations rise above all others, including class, religion, etc. It's more about power. It's not about money so much anymore. It hasn't really been for the last 100 or 150 years even. It's more about power and control. But everyone plays their role. We have to understand that. And these days we're all attacked. I think, Renee, I think you have a good point. But honestly, yeah, go ahead.
But this is the problem that I find so disheartening. It seems like the evangelicals right now are drunk on their lust for power. You know, they always talk about how they're against pedophilia and stuff, but when they have a shot at getting one of their people in power, they will turn a blind eye and make excuses for them. And if a liberal person or a Hollywood person does the same thing, oh yeah, I believe that. I have a friend here in town. Oh, she is a Rush conservative, evangelical Christian, Rush Limbaugh, Fox News ditto head. And we had a conversation yesterday, and sure enough, she believes in voting for Judge Moore over a Democrat. I said, so Sharon, you mean you would vote for a pedophile over a Democrat? And I could tell she knew what kind of had her, and she didn't want to say it, but her answer was really yes. Now, I mean, this kind of cognitive dissonance of so many people in Alabama, my own friend, and so many other people, it freaks me out.
But here's my point.
What is wrong
here's
with
my
them?
Point, though. Here's my point, though. The charges against – the allegations against Roy Moore, are they proven yet? Nothing's been proven, has it? I mean, has he been convicted of being a pedophile? Is he a convicted pedophile?
When you have that many people coming up against you, give me a break. And see, this is what – see, exactly what you just did, this is why women keep their mouths shut.
I disagree, respectfully. And listen, I'm not in that position. I would like to hope that I would defend a woman who is in – that kind of position, and there are folks that have been, obviously. There's no denying that. But
I
find it...
They had to put special police at the football games to guard the cheerleaders. Everybody in his town is coming forward saying, yeah, this was common knowledge at the mall and at the football games. They had to station people to keep an eye on him because he was such a pest on the young girls. There are a lot of people coming forward on this. How can anybody defend this?
All I'm saying is when we start to allow the media to play judge, jury, and executioner, we are setting a dangerous precedent.
Those kinds of things.
No, it's never okay in any case. Not on this broadcast. I mean, I think anyone with any sense would say it's never okay. So we're not going to play hypocritical mind games. It's never okay, but it's in the same sense. Doesn't everyone, don't we agree in the central tenets that gave us the Constitution, hopefully, in the Bill of Rights? I mean, don't we all deserve a fair day in court? Doesn't Roy Moore deserve that? But no, that's not what's happening. In all of these cases, the media is playing judge, jury, and executioner. We'll talk more when we come back. Stick around.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed, as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all cost if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, can we talk about something serious for a minute? Your age. Getting old has its perks. But remember, being a few years younger, you know, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. The holidays are coming. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Took my first breath where the muddy grass spills into the Gulf of Mexico, where the skyline's colored by chemical plants that put bread on the table of the working man, where the working man does his best to provide safety and shelter for kids and a wife, giving a little of a soul every day, making overtime keep the wolves away.
Welcome back. Bottom of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast is Friday, December 1st, 2017. We got calls stacking up. We're going to have to go back to the line here, or the phone lines in a second, Renee. But final remark, we're going to have to come back to this because there's obviously much more to say in this.
Well, I appreciate that, you know, that we're having this discussion, but it's like,
I do too.
I'm telling you what's going to happen. I'm telling you what's going to happen. There is going to be a swing. If the conservative Republicans do not get a little more honest, even the regular Republicans are starting to freak out, okay? Because if this doesn't stop, you can bet on it. The next election, A lot of people are disgusted by this, and this country is going to do a huge swing to the other side. I hope to God they do not run Hillary, because the thing is, to me, the only people that are kind of really being honest right now are the Justice Democrats, who are working like people like Chuck Yeager and them, who are working to get the money out of politics. They're actually working on a solution. They don't think we can have honest politics until we get the money out, and they're really screaming people, and they hate the regular establishment Democrats, and they're trying to put some people that, I mean, they have screamed and have an honest track record, and they're trying to put them in, and they're trying to get the money out. And so the thing is, right now at this point, I'm wishing them luck, because what I'm seeing right now, I'm absolutely horrified at the lust for power that has taken over so many of the evangelical Christians, and the other ones are not standing up. And why aren't they? You know, we get mad at the Muslims. Why aren't the moderate Muslims standing up to the crazy ones, okay? Well, right now, we could say the same things within the Christian community, you know?
Well, again, the nuances, I think, are important, and without them, you know, we get lost in mania, basically. And there's more to say, but again, we got calls stacking up. We're going to have to go back to the phones.
Let me let you go.
Appreciate it, Renee. Always. I mean, seriously, we're going to have to come back to this. There's just a couple of words before we go back to the phones. Renee makes great points. The distinction that I would make, I would say, but today everyone is being attacked. Everyone's under attack. And we're hearing from the same echo chamber, the same steely, monolithic, many true, the Ministry of Truth Broadcasting, you know, the talking points, that every group is oppressed. It reminds me exactly of, you know, this society is operating more on the oppressor-oppressed paradigm in the sort of fashion that Paulo Freire spoke to in Pedagogy of the Oppressed, which I've quoted from on various broadcasts. And parenthetically, I'd add, I'm not a Marxist, and as I've said before, I disagree with his Hegelian dialectical solutions, quote-unquote, but he sheds great light on the problem. That I don't think anyone could deny. So for the problem, Paulo Freire's Pedagogy of the Oppressed is pretty brilliant. But the point is, everyone is oppressed, and even the oppressed are acting like oppressors, and every group is told that it's downtrodden and oppressed, which sounds an awful lot like the words that I keep coming back to, Mike Huckabee's words in that foreign policy speech 10 years ago, to create havoc in the world, what do you need? Well, backing up, he said, beside the threat of small groups of educated people launching isolated attacks, we face the danger of mass movements of the dispossessed and discontented rising up. Everyone's being told they are the dispossessed and discontented. In many cases, folks are becoming or are those folks legitimately. So, skipping forward, he says, to create havoc in the world, you need educated people to provide the intellectual underpinnings, in other words, to go around, to be that lightning rod that, bam, once the lightning goes out, folks are galvanized, they're lit up like Christmas trees, and they go out and cause problems. To create havoc in the world, you need educated people to provide the intellectual underpinnings and poor, desperate people to provide the manpower. Before the Russian Revolution, the rural peasants who formed the overwhelming bulk of the population weren't sitting around reading Karl Marx. They were illiterate. Today in America, most folks, as you and I know, are functionally illiterate. It's the same condition, same situation. It took a small number of intellectuals to provide the theory and then rally oppressed peasants behind them. The ruling class is the spark, but the underclass is the fuel. A strong middle class is the firewall, which is why I say you'll find the Richard Spencers and the Milo Yiannopouloses and all of these folks going around the lightning rods, lighting people up. Everywhere they go, they can speak, but, you know, what about the David Irvings or the Eustace Mullins or even the Ernst Zundels or folks like that? We can't have them talking, because that would draw down the conflict. Then everyone wouldn't get more of the, you know, fomenting of this conflict. Today, everyone is being attacked. Every ideological bent is oversimplified and reduced to the point which points which cause or foment contrived conflicts. That's what's happening. We're all falling victim and prey to it. I'll only add this, and then we'll go back to the phones. You remember what happened in Greece. We're led to believe that a tweet storm sparked revolution in Greece, right? Which if you listen to this broadcast, this network, you know that's contrived, to say the least. Yesterday, John mentioned the TED Talk, "We're Building a Dystopia," just to make people click on ads, by Zeynep Tufekci. If you haven't watched that TED Talk on YouTube, go watch it and then think about, as you're watching, the context of this discussion. Think about when you understand how artificial intelligence, machine learning, is already figuring out how to manipulate people in very subtle and imperceptible ways that even the programmers don't know. It's already off on doing its own thing like it always does, figuring out how to manipulate people in ways that even programmers don't understand, social engineers don't understand. It's so subtle. It's so imperceptible. Now, think about a person or a group that has access to those kinds of tools in the context of what we're saying, getting people stirred up. For that matter, all these stories we hear about, you know, he was self-radicalized on the internet and we don't know why he went off and did what he did. Well, if the software can identify mania and then radicalize folks, guess what? See where I'm going? Anyway, that's all I'll say about that. We got to go back to the phones and grab Bill in Illinois. Bill, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Chris, friend.
Bill.
How are you? This is Jim. Good. In Illinois. Or
hey, Jim.
From the Illinois.
Thanks
anyway,
for calling, Jim.
Hey, well, thanks for taking my call. There are other voices out there that want to be heard, so I'll say what I have to say and then get off. And anyway, my commentary for brevity must be couched in general terms. I regret said idolatrous prate. Many contrived events distract attention and divert energy from the real deal. The hostile takeover of the United States of America and its people by way of the administrative state. I would say this goes to conquest. Said bad actors, agents, criminals, occupiers, whom administer corporate policy foreign to our common law, they are domestic terrorists. They reside amongst the people in our towns. They are enemy of liberty and of men's life property. They must and shall be arrested. We regulated men will and shall do that which is necessary and proper by the powers of the earth, the laws of nature and of nature's God, of which we derive the organic law of our land. And goes to many of us, including myself throughout my life, I have basically been complicit in this scheme, whether we wanted to or not. And that is something we have to accept personal responsibility. Once you identify it, you have to, become your own hero. You have to assert your life property right. No other man can or will do so. And until people bootstrap their own life, they're going to be caught up in this emotional conflation, emotional conflation that we see. This allows compartmentalization, and as you were alluding to in the wolf in sheep's clothing earlier, it allows for plausible deniability of that wiggle room for bad actors to play in. So with that being said, I would say be well, blessings of liberty, Merry Christmas to all.
In the true sense.
remember April 19th, 1775. That's a day when men freed themselves. Bye.
Well said. Well said, Jim. I appreciate it. You know, once you identify it, you have to become your own life hero. Man, no one, I think, epitomizes that more than Jim. I always appreciate hearing from Jim. You know, on the wolves in sheep's clothing, again, this is why I go back to history real quick. And we got to get back to the phones. The way that Jefferson put it in the preamble to the bill for the more general diffusion of knowledge, to give them knowledge of those facts which history exhibiteth, that possessed thereby of the experience of other ages and countries, they may be enabled to know ambition under all its shapes. Those are the key words. Under all its shapes, and prompt to exert their natural powers to defeat its purposes. The way Andrew Jackson put it in his farewell address, you have no longer any cause to fear danger from abroad. It is from within, among yourselves, from cupidity, from corruption, from disappointed ambition, and an inordinate thirst for power, that factions will be formed and liberties in dangers. But he went on to say, it is against such designs, whatever disguise the actors may assume, that you have especially to guard yourselves. It is against such designs, whatever disguise the actors may assume. Washington, remember in George Washington's farewell address in 1796, the way that he put it, often a small but artful and enterprising minority of the community. These are the key concepts, so that we don't get target fixated, because target fixation becomes self-targeting if we're not careful. Let's go back to the phones and grab Paul in New Jersey. Paul, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hello, Chris.
Hi, Paul.
Chris, I want to point out that Napoleon wasn't militarily defeated in Haiti. It was disease that pretty much wiped out his army. They were, at the time, really beating the pants off the Haitian rebels, and then disease set in, and if it wasn't for that, the French would have won. So just to get that historical fact right.
Thank you.
Disease plays a really important role in a lot of conquests, as it has allowed actually the white race to prosper and conquer America. But anyway, just to touch on the sexual harassment issue, which seems to be the trend nowadays, I think a lot of people are very weak about this, you know, and make such a big stink about, you know, basically somebody making sexual advances on, in some instances, adults. I heard a recording yesterday of some mother crying in front of the cameras or on a mic into the microphone about her 18-year-old son being supposedly sexually assaulted by Kevin Spacey at a bar. And yet, he's 18 years old. And so, and again, in the case of Roy Moore and other so-called sexual accosters, many of these are adults. In the case of Roy Moore, they might not have been adults, but in most of the cases, the age of consent in Alabama is 16 now. And in those days, I think he had parental consent for the one, you know, really potentially damning case is the 14-year-old, but at that girl had parental consent, and that might have been also legal those 38 years ago. And so people need to take a good look at what's the local code, what's the law, and what are these parents, and many of the parents, allowing their children to be with Kevin Spacey and not warning their children? Yeah. And here's one. How about if you're supposedly molested by somebody, why don't you go to the police right away? And so what and also part of it is we're constrained by the language, because we're not allowed to, you know, really say, was there penetration? Was it rape?
Was there forensic evidence on this broadcast?
My point is, if you want to get somebody convicted for sexual harassment in the workplace, you have to have some kind of forensic evidence, kind of like a Monica Lewinsky's blue dress.
Right, but convicted.
Right.
Right. Convicted, well, you know, if we didn't have kangaroo courts and hijacked by the administrative state, as Jim pointed out, you know, you would hope the justice system, which is an oxymoron, would actually take care of this issue and not convicted in the court of public opinion, so to speak. That's one of the big problems. When the mainstream press, which essentially makes its living on fomenting controversy and hysteria, is acting like judge, jury, and executioner, that might be a problem. That might cause problems. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Yeah, okay.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Well, Mama told me when I was young, said, sit beside me, my only son, and listen closely to what I say. And if you do this, it'll help you some sunny day. Oh, take your time, don't live too fast. Troubles will come and they will pass. You'll find a warm arm
someone up above and be a simple kind of man, be something you love and understand, baby, be a simple kind of man. Oh, won't you do this for me, son, if you can.
Welcome back.
Get your lust.
Holy cow, man. How did we go through 2 hours like that? Anyway, gosh, we still have callers. Paul, I appreciate it. Final point?
I just want to remind people that Elvis met Priscilla Presley when she was 14, and I don't hear any complaints about that. That's all. Have a good day. Yep.
Hey, great point. You know, I just sent a note to the board op. We're going back and forth on this too. I said, I also think of John Taylor Gatto talking about the founders of this country, Franklin, Jefferson, Farragut, et al., running the country by age 12. So we have that perspective that we need to, we always lose sight of that. Let's go back to the phones real quick and grab William in Montana. William, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Yeah. Good evening. Or good afternoon. Boy,
afternoon.
What a show. 2 points. One is the internet is a double-edged sword.
Absolutely.
Because it is the means in which we communicate, like we are now. It's
memes
also
for
means of information.
Yeah.
You know, but it's also, it takes us away from understanding that the most important battles that we have to fight are local. You know, as much as I stay up on it, I have to remember that my real energy has to go here, and I hate to quote a white man, but Thomas Paine. I just remembered this quote. He said, "To live with our enemies as if they may sometime become our friends, and to live with our friends as if they may sometime become our enemies, is not a moral, but a political maxim." You know. We have to stop this division.
Absolutely.
This incredible division, because if we don't work together with people that differ a little bit from us, it's going to be a very short fight.
Yeah, which reminds me of Robin Cook's article in The Guardian the day after the London 7-7 bombings, where he said the same thing. Our objective should be to work together, even with folks we think we're ideologically opposed to, and we'll find we have common ground and things get better. You're absolutely right.
Yep. Thanks,
much
Chris.
More to, thanks, William. Much more to say, and we're out of time. Tom, I apologize. Folks, as always, it is an honor and a pleasure. I hope it was informative. I hope you have a great weekend, and that'll do it for today's broadcast. Great broadcast. My thanks to the board op, too, the fantastic bumps. Take care, God bless, and we'll catch you on the other side.
In a passing lane, and he said, what about all that whiskey and cocaine?
That.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones. Please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.